Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
Bart Scott, busy already this morning on Get Up for a couple hours, now here on this show. And in between, we had some Jets news. Nathaniel Hackett is the new offensive coordinator. Your thoughts?
I mean, everybody's going to try and put the dots together, right, that this means that we're going to get A.A. Ryan. A.A. Ryan's going to be in a happy place because he has his quarterback whisperer, the guy who was behind him when he won two MVPs back-to-back. I'll be curious to see if he's a gap or zone scheme guy. I want to see if he's a guy who can – have a different way of doing things. He can adjust to the personnel that he has. Or is this more of the West Coast type of offense? And, it remains to be seen. But I think, maybe I remember, if I recall, I don't know how accurate I am, but when you think about Saleh, he got his start at Jacksonville, I believe. So maybe these guys have crossed paths. And what I tell you all the time, whenever you get in a foxhole, you want to be with people that you know.
They were together in Jacksonville, yeah.
Yeah, so he was forced to get rid of one of his closest friends, and I'm sure that hurt him. So he replaces it with somebody that he's familiar with, somebody that he's worked with before, because every coach, especially a first-time coach, is afraid of, some guy who's been a head coach before sitting on the team on the roster and basically, plotting to take his position. So I would think that, when you think about it, it makes sense to have synergy. Now let's open up the gates in speculation of, the Jets getting Aaron Rodgers and how that affects everybody. And, here we go. We should dominate the back pages all the way up until Aaron Rodgers says he's coming back to Green Bay.
So is this, in your mind, a connecting of the dots? Should we play the game of – well, this is a guy who was an offensive coordinator for 3 years in Green Bay. He had worked with Aaron Rodgers when he won MVPs. They had the number one scoring offense in the league in 2020 with him as the offensive coordinator. So there's a relationship already there. Should we believe that this is a sign that the Jets will then try to pursue Aaron Rodgers in a trade?
I mean, I'm sure the Jets will try. All right? I mean, they have to do their due diligence. If you got an opportunity to get a two-time MVP, a guy who was MVP just a year ago, you absolutely have to try. But I don't think Nathaniel Hackett would be the determining factor for him coming to the Jets. Can't hurt, but I don't think it would be a determining factor, right? Aaron Rodgers is going to go for the best opportunity. And when you look at the Jets, they may be the best opportunity. We'll see what the compensation will have to be. But, it was first and it was important for them to get an offensive coordinator. Everybody's going to go back and look at his resume. When he was, with the Green Bay Packers, he wasn't making the calls.
Yeah.
We know that was more of a LaFleur thing. That was his offense.
The head coach.
Right. So you go back to what he did potentially when he was a member of the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Bortles, he and Blake Bortles got that team – I mean, obviously,
That was a talented team.
A really good defense. They got to a conference championship. Yeah, right. They had
beat Pittsburgh. Yep.
Allen Robinson and who was the other Allen? It was what was his name? My drawing a blank on it. You don't know? It was two guys named Allen.
I only know the one. I only know the one from Detroit.
Okay. Well, either way, that was it. Blake Bortles for 1 year looked like a really good quarterback, and then fell off the table after that.
Yeah. Then he was out the league right after that.
Yeah. So you had that.
Was it Allen Hurns?
Hurns, that's it. It was Hurns, right. So you have those 3 years there with him. And then, of course, you have more Doug Marrone time with him was 3 years or 2 years, actually, in Buffalo, where his quarterbacks were E.J. Manuel, remember him, and Kyle Orton. Like, this is Buffalo, this is 2013 and 2014. This is well before Josh Allen.
The forgettable years. he helped him get Josh Allen.
Right, exactly. Did Rex come after Doug Marrone? Was that after?
Yeah, he was after Doug Marrone.
So Rex came in after.
Marrone was supposed to get the Jets job, and then the stories came out from somebody who is no longer in the circuit anymore.
Exactly,
and he cost Doug Marrone his job.
Exactly. All right. Anyways, it's not like all he's done is work with great quarterbacks. He did have some success as an offensive coordinator, but the Jets make this move, and they make it like pretty quickly. Look, the list of available offensive coordinators to interview wasn't an impressive one. It wasn't like we were looking at this list like, wow, like looks, you can get a real, like some of the names were like, it was uninspiring. Like you said, you were joking that they've interviewed pretty much everybody.
Like Eric Dantemy.
Well, there was that's funny is before this announcement today, is that there was a story about them perhaps wanting to talk to Eric Bieniemy, the longtime offensive coordinator of the Kansas City Chiefs. But now, obviously, they have not gone to that. Maybe they found out that he said, no, I'm all set. You know, the next job I'm taking is a head coaching job. They weren't going to wait on Frank Reich, I guess. So they make this hire now. Like,
Frank
I'm only
Reich
looking
got better options, too, by the way.
He probably does.
He wants to be a coordinator.
He probably does. But, Bart, I almost feel like was this too quick? Or are you like, not? They had to get this thing settled, so now they can move on to what they've got to do next.
I mean, I think Sala already knew who he was going to go with. It was going to be somebody that had been with him before. As soon as Darrell Bevell, you know, dropped his name.
Once he said no. Yeah,
so it's like, all right, well, who else do I trust next? Like, because, you know, when you talk about being a part of a coaching staff, it's about trust, accountability and trust, and people that you know who's going to work hard, put in the work. A lot of pressure on that offensive line coach to see if he can come back and get this team to play at his cohesive unit. What those pieces are going to be. So it's not just that they hired Nathaniel Hackett. They brought over an offensive line / run coordinator. You know, so we'll figure things out that way. I think that's important as well. What his philosophy is, can he put together a good offense? We shall see. The pressure's off.
But he had Russell Wilson. He had Jerry Jeudy. Like, he had weapons there in Denver, and they weren't just bad, they were awful. They were the worst offense in the league, and that includes the lowest scoring offense in the league. They were 32nd, and that includes a league that had the Jets in it and all the problems that they had scoring.
It's good to have friends in high places.
So, all right, let me just, because you're very monotone right now, and
this
I don't
not
like
nepotism
it.
This is not nepotism, but coaching is the good old boys club.
Yeah, this is networking. This is hiring a friend. This is hiring somebody you know and have worked with.
Yeah, because
before.
His resume and what he's coming off of with the weapons he had doesn't.
He didn't make. He didn't make to
the
end of his first season as a head coach. He went 15 games and then they finally realized they had to fire this guy.
They actually team that averaged less points a game than the Jets.
Yes, that's what
so
I just
put
said.
Put that in perspective.
Right, exactly, I just said that. And the other part is that so he takes over as a head coach, and we didn't get 1 month into the season and we saw that this is a disaster.
Time management.
He couldn't handle right the clock
maybe
stuff.
He couldn't handle that, right? Maybe he doesn't need that solid handle the time. You just handle the offense. You get the plays in on time.
Well, can you get that? Rich Cimini, who's been covering the team for a long time, he's seen it all, done it all. He had a couple of things here on Twitter. I'll just read so you can react to them. So he said, the pros of hiring Nathaniel Hackett: experienced play caller, runs the West Coast system, NFC title game. He's already been there with Blake Bortles. They had a good running game in Jacksonville. Does have the Rodgers connection, and the question, of course, is will it pay off down the road with a trade? Now, the cons of this, he's coming off the bad season, obviously, in Denver. They were the worst scoring offense in the league. He was a play caller for most of the year and then actually fired himself. And he gave it to Clint Kubiak to do because he realized, he's like, I suck at this. Let me have somebody else do it. His game management was bad. He has never developed a young quarterback.
Maybe he doesn't have to.
Bortles was Bortles.
No, he was a first-round draft pick. That was the only place he had been.
I was going to say,
that was like his third year. Yeah, right. Everybody was trying to figure out it again.
And only one top 10 offense in 6 years as the primary play caller. That's when they were number 5 in Jacksonville the year they went to the conference championship game.
Man.
Now, they were number 1 when he was with Green Bay in 2020, but we all know, as you mentioned before, Matt LaFleur was really in charge of that offense. So, but I'm not like you right now are way too monotone because I don't know where are we supposed to be with this? Because this is uninspiring, Bart.
It's a way
this
to
is like
see.
The first offseason move no, and it's no. already a meh.
No, but listen, who could they have hired that wouldn't have been a man? We wouldn't know who half these other dudes are. He's a brand name. He's a name that we all recognize.
But it's a name coming off of an embarrassing season. Yeah.
Well, I do like the fact that they hired the Carter guy, right? You know, I think that's a bigger thing, right? When you consider that they hired the guy from Tennessee, because Tennessee is all about that downhill smoke.
The offensive line coach you were talking about, because you wanted Callahan, right?
Yeah,
so they get Keith Carter. He was the Titans' offensive line coach, and the Titans, as we remember, of course,
it's all about that downhill.
They have had a stout offensive line when they were healthy, and of course, they have the great running game with King Henry. So now the Jets have him, and that's a big deal
it's that downhill smoke, right?
Yes.
So now you see on 7-Eleven.com that Mekhi Becton's like, yay, he's applauding it. And I think he's applauding it because he knows that he gets to fire off the ball. He ain't got to be going sideways, you know, being a dancing bear. He can be a bull in a china shop.
Hmm.
You know what I'm saying? He can make a mess. Nobody cares.
That's the thing. Is
spill the juice and the tea all over the place.
It's going to be all about that, right? What we see. I mean, we always do this. In the offseason, we always do this. And I get caught up in this all the time because you get to a point where it's like, and I say this about the Yankees. I don't want to hear it anymore. Just show me. Just do it. Like, stop talking about it. Stop telling me all the things you're going to be and just do it. We always get like that here. But this is one of those things, Bart, when you look at it just face value, you just brought in a guy who couldn't finish a season as a head coach. And he ran the worst offense in the league with a quarterback that was considered one of the top quarterbacks in the league in Russell Wilson. I need to know, was what happened in Denver more Russell Wilson than it was Nathaniel Hackett? Or was it Hackett and then Russell Wilson was like, this guy doesn't know what he's doing?
Some guys are just coordinators. And then, you know, what distracted him from being a great coordinator is the fact that he had to actually be the head coach and facilitate the operations about the team. Now he gets to go back and just be a coordinator and worry about the offense, and maybe that's a good thing. Maybe some guys aren't built to be leaders of men. They're good. They're good to be like a part of a team, and maybe that's who he is because that's the role that he's always been in, and we finally saw him in a role that he wasn't used to being in, and he failed miserably. So, you know, so maybe, you know, Salah saying, hey, listen, you come here, you get this offense together, do what you do best. Now we have to see who's coming with him. Like, because we know Zach Wilson isn't the future quarterback, at least this year.
How do you know? How do you know for sure that they're not going to end up with Zach Wilson as their starting quarterback? Because the options this offseason are either you're trading for Derek Carr, which has to be somewhat soon.
Don't have to. They'll outright release him if they can't do it.
Well,
they don't have a deal for him.
There's going to be suitors for him, right? You're going to have competition for him.
Okay.
Okay. You're going to have to – so it's either something's got to get done in the next couple of weeks.
At the end of the day, Derek Carr is going to have an opportunity, if he's released, to go wherever he wants.
If he's released. But there are teams that need a starter.
Yeah, but who's going to want to pick up the contract? They're going to have to pick it up 3 days after the Super Bowl. So in 2 weeks, you got to be able to sign Derek Carr. That's a big decision to make.
I'm telling you right now, if this hire doesn't turn into Aaron Rodgers – it's a disappointment.
It's a disappointment if you didn't get Aaron Rodgers regardless. It's a
well, I'm talking. No, what I'm saying, the hire itself. This was not like this
the
was
hire
not
wasn't
the move.
Made because of Aaron Rodgers. The hire was made because Salah had to fire a friend, so he hired a friend. Like all these other names up there, I don't think it was real consideration put there. I think Salah doesn't want to go down that road where he maybe have a guy that's a Manchurian candidate that's here and trying to show that he can be a great coach and then look up and take your job. Nah, so he feels comfortable that this is somebody that he's worked with.
I mean, we're seeing that all the time,
that he knows.
Right?
Yeah,
we're seeing that all the time. Like, you see that all around the league now, especially when somebody is, you know, like, if Salah.
Dan Quinn is. Dan
the owner
Quinn
didn't say. The owner, remember, Woody Johnson, at the end of the season, said, no, there is no playoff edict on these guys. He doesn't believe in doing that.
Sure.
But we kind of all know, yeah, there is, right? Yeah, there is. And for Salah, the sword of Damocles is hanging over him now going into this
yeah,
season.
Year three is when I need results. I need action.
Right. That's exactly it. So that's why every move you make is critical. Critical. And if you bring in somebody that is a safe move for you, that might not really be the best hire, that's only going to lead you down the path of
okay,
he gonna-
tell me this. Is Zach Wilson – Joe Flacco closer to Blake Bortles or closer to Aaron Rodgers?
Way closer. He's more like E.J. Manuel right now.
Exact. So he hired a guy that got the best out of him. So you can look at it that way too. This guy is used to being
he got the best out of E.J. Manuel. Are you sure about that?
No. Blake Bortles.
Yeah, Blake Bortles. I know. Blake Bortles was a turnover machine.
Right, and he got him to the AFC Championship.
Well, they had a pretty good running game, and they had a really good defense.
And that's really what the Jets have, right? So he
yes,
should be
do.
In familiar territory.
Man. I don't like your attitude today.
I'm just saying.
I don't like your attitude today. I expect you to bring the thunder when it comes to stuff like this. When you first heard that they were interviewing him, you were pissed. You were not like, oh, you know, it could work. You weren't giving me that.
No, listen.
So why are you doing it now?
I just want the gaps game. As long as it's a gaps game, I know that Becton will go back to being dominant. I know if Becton is next to Bear Tucker, he will be dominant if they're firing off the ball and asking guys what's five fingers.
So this is more about Keith Carter and what he does with the offensive line.
Exactly. Because I know that if he was the run game coordinator for the Titans,
mm-hmm.
then we're going to get that double action or that double pull or those straight gap schemes that we used to get because King Henry wasn't running no damn zone.
Mm-hmm.
He might run a little zone, but it was all downhill.
Yes.
And that's why Becton, I believe, on 711.com applauded the hire.
Okay, if he
because
did.
They probably told him.
Can you pull it up then and read it if you've got that?
It's on Bleach. It's on 711.com.
You got it right in front of you. While you find it so I can hear what Mekhi Becton had to say, why don't we hear what Robert Saleh had to say as he met with the media talking about Nathaniel Hackett as the hire.
Really excited about it. You know, we casted a wide net. Like we said, we were going to. We interviewed, got well over 15 different candidates for this position. Went to college, went to different schemes, talked to different people. A lot of really, really, really good football coaches out there. But when it came back to a certain checklist that I was trying to go through, just checking boxes on what we were looking for with regards to this next offensive coordinator, just kept circling back to him. He checks every box that we were looking for. I'm not going to get into the details of it, but really, really excited about this and being able to get Nathaniel here.
So if you go to 711.com.
Go ahead.
And it's at Big Ticket.
Excuse me?
At Big Ticket. 73.
Yes.
Says Becton Loving Hire. Then it has a guy at the chalkboard teaching. Mm-hmm. So I'm assuming that Becton is saying he's a teacher. And so he has it there. And it has 14 comments, 31 fire emojis.
But wait a minute. Which is he referencing? He's referencing the offensive line hire.
No, I think he's just doing the offense coordinator thing that just happened.
Yeah.
Because,
right.
Listen,
well, Eric, I'm going to give you some of the other names that they brought
Denver, in. In Denver, it was a lot of downhill, you know, double-team gap schemes as well. Aaron Jones coming downhill, they do some zone stuff, but they do mostly downhill stuff.
Okay. So you think this is because they'll be more of a running team? Do you think they're going to try to go that route?
No, I think they're a power running team, which is the zone crap is out of here. This old finesse stuff, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, I got it. All right, more from Robert Saleh talking about the laundry list of what they're excited about here.
Nathaniel, he's one of the great strengths is that he is a West Coast guy with regards to scheme, so there's going to be some continuity there. He's got a proven history of being able to develop a heck of a run game in every stop that he's ever been in. He's got a proven track record of tremendous relationships with all the quarterbacks that he's ever worked with, and he's gotten great head-to-head success with all the quarterbacks that he's worked with.
Except,
so there's a lot of strengths with him.
No,
commitment to complementary football, the experience, the innovate. He's an innovative teacher. He's got a laundry list of stuff that we're all really, really excited about.
Yeah, I heard you.
Hold on, Hackett. I got to stop you one place.
Great relationship with all the quarterbacks he's worked with.
He's got the most out of it. Whoa. One guy had the worst year he had since he was in high school.
Forever. Like that is undeniable. Now, Samini has a tweet of some other things that was talked about. Saleh talking about whether he discussed veteran quarterbacks with Hackett. Admits the position was a number one concern of Hackett. Claims they didn't get into any names, though. He said it was talked about that we want to bring in a veteran quarterback if we can and still work with Zach Wilson. Do you really think that they didn't discuss, like, possible? Like, you don't think Saleh said to him, like, so, Aaron, how do you think he'd fit here? What would you do with him here? How'd it work?
Or get some specifics, man. Like, you look at his resume, his offense is only finished in the top 10 one year, and that was 2017 with the Jaguars. Everything else was –
well, again, Aaron
19th and over.
Green Bay is Aaron, like, and they were number one the one year he was MVP, the first MVP year. They were number one.
Yeah.
Yo,
listen,
I got a problem with you right now.
It was nobody to be excited about.
Well, I was going to give you some of the names, but most people don't know half these people. Anyway.
Exactly.
I want to do this. 800-919-3776. Because You are like my guy. Like anything Jets, I need to hear from you because of the passion you bring to the conversation. And I'm feeling like you're a little flat today. Yeah, I don't I want all the callers to bring smoke to you to sort of like get you fired up. So whoever we go to on the calls,
okay,
go at Bart and please tell him that he needs to take it up a notch.
Or be happy.
Well, no, you don't have to be happy. You just got to like
be sad.
I need you to bring the passion. You okay. right now you're giving me that like that voice of just a guy that's just, you know, like, hey babe, I just want to stay home and watch a movie.
I'm the dude disguised as a dude. Disguised like, as the other dude.
Like you definitely are like after the night's over, you know, cigarette watching TV guy.
Right I'm BB King. The thrill is gone.
That's what you are right now. And I don't like it.
Okay.
I need you a little more fired up.
Okay.
Let's go to Jose.
Let's talk about the Knicks.
Yeah, exactly. Like you got me fired up yesterday. Let's go to Jose in Brooklyn to start us off. Go ahead, Jose.
Good guy. How you guys doing?
All right.
All right. So I had a question, and I'm going to give Bart a break here because I understand where Bart is coming from because there weren't really any exciting names, and I'm actually I'm more optimistic with the hire and the running game court and the running game hire as well, and I hope that it can lead to Aaron Rodgers. I'm not hope, but you know it is what it is. I'm like people who wanted Frank Wright. I'm like he put all his stock in Carson Wentz and that didn't work out. So I'm not really
had a couple
too,
of issues
high
at quarterback. But Frank Reich's going to get a Frank Reich. You know what, Jose? Frank Reich's going to get a head coaching job, or at least that's what he wants next. That's what he wants next. So for him, he's also going to pick and choose where he goes that would make the most sense for him.
Because he's still getting paid.
Now think about this, though. If you're Frank Reich, you take the Jets' job because you think if things go south, they can hire me. You know, if it doesn't work out overall for the team, like you're there, but you know, who knows? But still, Jose didn't bring it, though. Jose didn't bring it. I say, everybody, what the hell's going on today? Because this is one of those, like, we hired who? When? What? This quickly? Why? And then everybody's going, oh, don't think it means Aaron Rodgers is coming. Like, thanks for the wet blanket. I'm already cold. You don't need to throw the wet blanket on me.
It's like telling us that LeBron's coming here.
Like, I don't need to be told this. Like, this is like you just told me it's raining, and then you decided to like spit on me. Like I'm good. Like
who are you, Matt Barnes?
I know this is not going to lead to Aaron Rodgers. I don't need you to tell me that.
Maybe.
I don't need people to tell me that. Because that's what this is now. Everybody now, that's what a hire like this does. It makes Jet fans crazy. Because you hire a guy and Bart explained why he's a hire. He's got a resume and experience and the head coach knows him. Well, that's great. But the last memory we have of him, he was terrible. He looked clueless. And he had a guy who was a great quarterback, and he couldn't win with him. He couldn't score with him. And now you're here to tell me, oh, by the way, not only did you hire a guy that the whole league's laughing at it, but let's also remind you that you're not going to get Aaron Rodgers too. So take that. Punch in the face, punch in the gut. Did I need that? I'm a Jets fan. I didn't need that. But that's what that's what this hire does to the fan base. Everyone you see, you guys hired Nathaniel Hackett as your offense coordinator. What do you think? You're getting Aaron Rodgers now? You know that's what this is. That's the frustration. I have no idea how it's going to work. I really don't. I don't know if there was a better hire out there. I don't. But when you tell me the head coach hired a friend and don't think you're going to get Aaron Rodgers just because of this guy, how am I supposed to feel other than disappointed, depressed?
I want to see.
Sad.
Is he going to go out there and be the World Wide West? He going to go out there and go talk to Aaron Rodgers in his teepee?
Better do something.
He's putting it back.
Better do
something. I like to order a whole chicken and rye toast. Jake? Elwood? Yeah, man.
Don't.
We're in a mission from God.
Mm-hmm.
We're bringing the Jets back, man. You better think. Think about what you're trying to do
Seriously, this is like Josh McDaniel would get fired by the Raiders, and the Jets hire him hoping to get Tom Brady. You know what I mean? Like, that's what I'm saying.
If that's the case, they should have hired Bill O'Brien.
I want to be wrong.
They're trying to get Tom Brady to hire Bill O'Brien.
But I'm telling you, that's how this feels. And then I've got you going monotone. Most passionate person I know on the airwaves. Yeah. And you're going monotone, which makes it even worse.
Yeah.
Pick it up.
Charlie Babb is my brother.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
You see the Jets stuff today. If you're just joining us, the Jets have made it official. They announced that they have hired an offensive coordinator, and that person will be Nathaniel Hackett, yes, the guy who was head coach of the Broncos for 15 games and oversaw the worst offense in the league. Yes, worse than the Jets offense. Yes. Does have experience, though, plenty of it. 8 years as an offensive coordinator. He has worked with Aaron Rodgers, also Blake Bortles, and E.J. Manuel, so do with that what you will. Checks every box, though, if you think about it, if you're Robert Saleh. Experience, right? Previous relationship. They worked together in Jacksonville. Not a threat to take his job as a head coach.
Do you call that experience?
They're bald. They're all bald. Everybody's bald now. That's great.
Yeah, man. Yeah, that's the thing, man. They should all get lace fronts as a bonding experience.
It's bonding, right.
They should all get high-top lace fronts.
Exactly. There was a before we get to the calls, a little bit of controversy, by the way, with the Jets. So, and I mean, it's kind of stupid but silly.
It always is.
So, apparently, Sauce Gardner was doing – something with Madden, like some type of an event.
Playing online?
And he had Mike White in the game when he was playing with the Jets. And people thought that he subbed him in. So they made a big deal. They're like, man, he subbed Mike White in for Zach Wilson the minute he grabbed the controller. So Sauce quickly went to social media and said, I never subbed Zach out for Mike. He said, when I got the controller, Mike was already in. And he was throwing dots. So there was no need to take him out.
So that means everybody universally does it. Everybody that played with the Jets, like, hell no.
Just automatically Mike White goes in the game.
It's a long road back for Zach Wilson, man.
It really is. On a lot of levels. And now he's got to work with Nathaniel Hackett to try to get right. Anyway.
Nathaniel.
And like I said, I'll just repeat this and we'll get to the calls. Bart's being so blah about this, it's pissing me off. Because I'm trying to explain to him, as a Jets fan, this is maddening. It's frustrating. Because not only are you getting this hire of, we had a really bad offense, and we're gonna replace our offensive coordinator who was inexperienced and looked like he was over his head, with a guy who ran an offense that was worse than our offense. And then on top of it, while I'm already mired in depression about this, I got to be told by people like, by the way, don't think you're getting Aaron Rodgers because this guy's here.
That's what Denver thought, right?
Yeah, that's the thing. Hey, by the way, as if I needed that extra kick in the sack. I didn't need that. Well, listen, I'm already like, what the hell are we doing now?
Let's just set the expectations low so they can be exceeded.
Oh, my God. What is it with you today? This is so not you. And you know what you need? Like, you need to get fired up. You need somebody
I need belief.
To get on the phone and really get you going. And I know where to go. We go to Donna in West Islip. Donna, help me out.
Hey, it's Donna from West Islip. Bart, I'll get you fired up because I have a crush on you.
Yeah.
And I want to say, yeah, it would be nice, Aaron Rodgers, to go from Green Bay to gangrene. Maybe it's meant to be. He'd be the envy of a lot.
I think I'm feeling a little better. I think I'm getting back to myself. You know what, Donna? I think I'm back.
Hey, you know, I went to high school with Boomer Esiason. I was on the gymnastic team, and after their practices, they used to come in and sit against the gym wall and watch us work out, and he used to stare at me.
Now tell me this, did Norman have on a little shorts? Did they have the little shorts back in the day? Like, because Alan has a picture, and he's a little younger than Norman. And he had, I mean, he was almost, you can see.
Don't.
No, I'm talking about the V in the thigh. I'm talking about the VMO. Were the shorts as small back
the
then?
Era was not flattering for some of us.
I will say this. Boomer got a lot more handsome as he got older. He was very acne-ridden.
Oh, wow. Wow.
See, so he had to go through that ugly stage. It's good.
You took my call.
Donna, thank you.
Keep Norman in check. You know what I'm saying? You always need some people that know you from back in the day. You know what I'm saying? Like, hold up. Don't be trying to act like you Big Daddy Smooth. Nah, Norman. Now you got your grill fixed and you got your little hair fixed and all that stuff. You got a good haircut. You ain't wearing the mullet no more.
See, I told you. I knew Donna would be just what you needed. You got your slump buster. Congratulations. Ryan in Jersey. Ryan.
Yo, what's goody?
What's happening, Ryan?
Yeah, you hear me? You hear me?
Yeah.
I know you guys remember me too, because I called the wild card weekend with the Giants and the Vikings. Yeah, I need to do better, so I had to call you out. So I'm calling you out again, Bart. Get yourself up right now, okay? This is why the Jets are always the little brother to the.
I don't
want to
hear it. Y'all got to take some accountability, bro.
This is why the Jets are always the little brother to the New York Football Giants. Y'all don't know something special when it's right in front of your face. This is clearly a play for Nathaniel Hackett. Y'all about to get Aaron Rodgers. Get hyped, because y'all been trash forever, bro.
Do better.
New York Football Giants, because y'all don't know how to get up and bar. You acting like a little girl right now. I'm sorry. I don't want to be mad to all the girls. I love the ladies out there. But look. Bart, get up, man. Stop playing.
So you're saying this is just what we need. So just like Denver, we should get our hopes up because A-Rod is coming.
Man, from a Giants.
He's going to go, the Hackett guy is going to go smoking a teepee with Aaron Rodgers and convince him.
Because this is exactly what the Denver Broncos wanted. Y'all going to get what the Denver Broncos wanted. Denver is probably pissed right now.
So y'all about to get
Aaron Rodgers.
Have you seen the new LeBron James movie?
No.
But don't do it. You probably won't get. I thought you was gonna say that Nathaniel Hackett is the koala bear in the House Party movie, but you can't feel me because you ain't seen it yet. I tell you what,
I'm probably not.
Go watch the movie.
Listen, man, y'all gonna be the little brothers because y'all don't know how to see a diamond when it's in front of y'all face. Y'all about to be Aaron Rodgers, New York Football Giants. We in here. We coming back next year. We probably gonna get T. Higgins, OBJ.
I ain't gonna afford all that. Hold on, Ryan. How you gonna afford all that and pay Andrew Thomas
Saquon Barkley? I can tell you why.
It's New York City. It's a Giants hometown.
That's why.
Okay, so y'all got extra.
Remember who we're dealing with. Bart.
That's true.
That's who we're dealing with. Chris from, by the way, the New York City train operator from Floral Park. He won a $200 Fanatics gift card. So congrats, Chris. Next chance for you to be part of the Superbox Bonanza, the K Show in the 3 o'clock hour. Let's go to Mike. Mike in Connecticut. What's up, Mike?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
How we doing?
Good. As a lifetime Jet fan, I'm glad Hackett's in place as the OC because we don't want no A-Aaron. Feel me, Bart?
Why you don't want A-Aaron?
Because A-Aaron is a has-been.
He won MVP less than 12 months ago.
Who cares?
The MVP is a big deal.
What?
Who's your quarterback currently?
Oh, boy.
Did you say he is an MVP or was an MVP?
He's the reigning MVP until they pick the new one next week. He's still the MVP.
That is correct.
He was an MVP.
Oh, my.
Bro. 2 years in a row.
Mike, who's your quarterback now? Mike, who's your quarterback?
I tell you what. If he's available, I would take a risk on Lamar Jackson.
How's he available? He's 26 years old, MVP, and they got two times they can franchise tag him.
Sorry,
so you
Mike.
Think Lamar Jackson's going to be available?
Oh, boy.
If he's available. If Jesus is available, I'd rather him be my quarterback, too.
Exactly.
If he's available. Okay.
Tom Brady's available.
If Josh Allen's available.
I know.
Okay.
Damn, right? You know, if Patrick Mahomes is available, I'd probably rather have him.
Yeah.
You know? Is Joe Burrow available? Can we get him?
Yeah, he hasn't signed a long-term deal
yet. Yeah, he technically could be available. Maybe the Bengals will trade him.
We're getting Becton and Elijah Moore. Come on, son.
Oh, this is what a start to the day this is. This is, you know when they say the Jets going to jet? Jet fans going to jet fan, too.
Yeah.
They're going to do it, and they're doing it. We got to get better with these calls, man. And don't let the Giants fans come in here like Ryan was.
Yeah, because they
just start telling us what to
do. I'm just going to wait to Ryan.
It's New York City. It's the Giants' hometown.
I'm just going to wait till he start crying when they let Saquon go.
That's coming.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
Deli tweets out as he said that he thinks, you know, the Giants fan we get all the time that calls, it's like, he just
yeah,
called a minute ago, right? This guy.
I want to hear it. Y'all got to take some accountability, bro.
Right, him, Ryan?
Yeah.
So Deli, you know, people that remember us on the national network, we had a guy call and said, I don't know if I still have it on the page, though.
From Memphis.
Was it Memphis?
Yeah. No, Louisville.
It was from Louisville. Right. And he said, I'm from our league. I'm from the land of hands, right? Which is one of the best drops ever. And he thinks that, like, our Giants, Ryan, is the son of that guy. Because they both have that same energy.
Out of poppy.
But, yeah, I mean, people are noticing it, too. Arturo says that you're reminding him of Al Michaels' energy when he called that Chargers-Jaguars game.
Yeah.
Everybody was criticizing him for being kind of, like, flat.
Yeah. Sometimes a hacker to do that to you.
Donna got you up, though.
Yeah, Donna.
Donna came through for us.
The land of hands.
There it is. From the land of hands. One of the best. quickly here, the Nets lose to the Sixers last night. And the game was entertaining for the most part.
Game.
Ben Simmons actually showed signs of of competitive life.
They were so
in the
scary,
third
though.
Quarter. Now, early in the game, it looked like Embiid wanted to. I said, Shaq, remember what Shaq did to Chris Dudley?
Yeah.
When he like held, pulled Shake him up with him, dunked on him, and then shoved him.
Yeah.
Like, I'm like, man, early in that game, Embiid just wanted the ball so bad just to dunk on him, and he couldn't get one. But then for a while there, like I said, Simmons started to be aggressive, and he scored a little bit.
Only third quarter.
But then he didn't play the rest of the game.
Yeah.
Sat on the bench.
Game.
And so the Nets lose, and, you know, I mean, it is what it is.
And he was decent with his free throws, too.
No. He seemed like he was showing you a little something, but it wasn't a lot. Now, they obviously missed Kevin Durant.
Still
but before
scary.
The game, Bart, was a report that Kyrie, his mom is his agent, that they are ready to start talking extension. And I think it was an appropriate extension. Like, I'm trying to think the exact wording, but of the report. It was Chris Haynes. He's obviously a very credible reporter. And it made me wonder, well, what exactly is that? Because you're going to have to get to a point, obviously, that you got to figure out what is a contract for Kyrie going to look like for you?
Supermax.
Well, that's what I would think with the numbers.
Less than a Supermax,
with the numbers he's putting up.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. With the numbers he's putting up, that's like obviously that's something that you would think they should pursue. Right type of extension was the wording here.
I think that depends on what KD wants them to do. You know what I'm saying? I think it's about that.
If you're the Nets, are you really ready to do that?
Problem is they can't find a third star, man. They stuck with this Ben Simmons contract. How you get out of that?
Yeah, that still has $75 million left.
How the hell you
two
get
years
out of
after
that?
This year?
And who the hell would ever want to take a dude that's afraid to shoot the ball?
Well,
I
he
think
wasn't
that's
for
a
little while in that game. Man, but you're right.
Did you see those shots? They were half hooked. Those were the scariest shots. Mm-hmm. The other one, he flew by the basket and threw it back. And was more surprised than anybody that it went in. Come on, man. Those weren't confident shots. The only one that was confident when he ran through.
But they got a good group, though. I'm telling you, Claxton is really starting to come of age. He had a great – I thought he played really well in that game. He has been playing well of late. He had a block on Embiid dunk attempt. That was pretty damn impressive.
Twice, but he did one late in the game, too.
Yep, he got him. But, you know, I mean, Joe Harris fouled out. But Seth Curry, you know, really good.
They got to get a big man.
Well, they probably could use a little more size, especially off the bench.
Miles Turner, somebody like that, man. They need a big
I'm not even – like, this to me, this year doesn't – I'm telling you. I'm looking at this year like, okay, whatever.
They should go for it this year.
Oh, no, they are going to go for it. They should. There's every reason for them to believe that they could, but I'm telling you, though, when this gets to the offseason, you've said this, Bart, right? Contract year. It's amazing how people get healthy and also play
really well.
Yeah, right, exactly. And so if you are the Nets, are you really that committed to where KD's got, what, 3 years left after this year? I can't go more than 3 years. I don't know if I could do 1 year. I might just do 1 year.
You got to let him cross over. You know what I'm saying? You got to let him cross over. You don't want both of them up at the same time.
Why?
Nah, because I need one that I can sell for, like, okay, well, he's an expiring contract. Here you go.
But that's a big question. What do you do? Do you, if you're the Nets, do you say, all right, you know what? He's played great. You can't take it away from him. Early in the season, all the stuff that was going on then that had everybody, again, like, you know, just frustrated with him. But once all that dies down, once Jacques Vaughn takes over as coach, and it becomes, as KD said, about basketball again, he has played great.
He's special, man. Like, out there in that market.
Do you trust it?
No.
Enough to – remember, this is guaranteed money that the NBA gives. Guaranteed money. And if he's getting market value, that's 30, 40 a year.
But to me, if you don't do that, then he's going to have options because how he's playing, LeBron's going to go out on the limb for him and say, listen, I got maybe two more years playing at this level. He's free. The Brody's gone. Give me Kyrie. That's our big three. And then that's scary.
If Anthony Davis can stay healthy. He returned last night. He did
and
twist
almost
his ankle,
hurt himself again.
Stayed in the game. Yeah, he stayed in the game, though.
Yeah. No, they're going to announce that he got a third-degree sprain on his ankle, arch, his plantar fasciitis, his hamstring.
There was one point they showed LeBron on the end of the bench. Like, they were in a tight game with the Spurs.
Yes.
And they showed LeBron at the end of the bench during a timeout. Just sitting by himself, staring off into space.
What more do you want from me?
Like that. It was seriously.
What more do you want from me?
It was, but like looking at him, it's like, and I said this, it's like when you found your dream home, but you hate your neighbors.
Yep.
like he's at the block party going,
hi, George.
What am I doing around these people? Like, what is this? This point of your career. This is what you're dealing with.
But he did it. He did it because he traded all the pieces away and then they ran out of moves. They couldn't make many more moves.
It's fair. No, it's
they
absolutely
got no damn
fair.
Draft picks at 2050.
Well, and if they trade any more for any more moves they got coming up, man, I'm telling you.
Give up the 2027 pick.
Uh-huh. Watch Fred VanVleet with that team, though. Watch that.
But that's what I said.
If the Raptors are going to move a piece, that's the kind of piece that they'd be looking for. Guy that can score at the point guard position, another guy with some tough attitude, guy that's been there, done that. You know, we shall see. But anyways,
it's been more like Kyle Lowry type piece for them. They being all old people.
Yeah. Well, although Fred is nowhere near the size of Kyle Lowry.
Oh, he got a starter kit, though.
You talk – well, yeah.
You can tell us, you can tell us in him.
You can tell us in him. Kyle's got the BBL shorts on right now.
Exactly.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.